Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Let's Talk About Love, a radio outreach of Labor of Love Evangelistic Outreach Ministries, where we open the Word of God and break bread together. Prepare to be transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit as you receive the Word of God that will transform your heart, renew your mind, and bless your soul in Jesus' name. Now, here's your host, evangelist and author, M.G. Page.
Praise the Lord. God bless you and welcome to Let's Talk About Love. Happy, 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 merry, merry, blessed, prosperous Christmas and New Year. Today is Christmas Day, and I'm so delighted to be here with you on the air one more time in Jesus' name. You know, God is so wonderful, and in the midst of all that is going on in our world, it's a wonderful thing to still yet be able to have joy and happiness and have hope, amen, to be able to celebrate in spite of, because if we look too hard at what's going on around us in the natural, we can really get discouraged and lose focus. But thank be unto God for his Holy Ghost, who reminds us of the reason for why we celebrate this season, to remind us that we are not comfortless, that we have the Holy Ghost. We have help. We have comfort. We have a teacher. We have a revealer of secrets who is always with us all the time. Amen. We have angels who God has employed to watch over us and help us and minister to us. Amen. We are blessed people as children of God, and we have a reason to celebrate. And sometimes you just have to dig down deep and pull out a praise, even when you don't feel like it. Hallelujah. Look on the things, amen, that are above. Set your affections there and not get too caught up in what's going on down here. Yes, we have issues. Yes, we have situations going on. Yes, some of us would have liked to be with our family members more so today in a different place. Maybe there's some division or the enemy's cutting up in the family. You should shout harder. You know why? Because God is a Romans 8:28 God. He works all things together for the good of them who love him and to those who are called according to his purpose. In spite of what it looks like, he's still working. Woo, he's working it out for you. You got to believe it and hold on to your faith. Amen. Again, I'm so happy that you can join us tonight on day 25, Christmas Day. Woo, we only have 6 more days left of 31 days of prayer. And God has been blessing us. Listen, the last 2 nights, we have been truly, tremendously, miraculously blessed. My spiritual mom was on the air with us, and she prayed over us, prayed with us, shared the word of the Lord with us, shared the testimony on last night of her life, how the Lord delivered her, and how he raised my uncle from the dead. Listen, for those of you that missed that, I'm going to post it again. It's up on the Facebook page. You know how to find it. But listen, maybe you need a friend or a family member, a colleague, church, whoever, your neighbor, to hear this story, to be encouraged, to know that God still works miracles. And as we promised, she's going to be right back on tomorrow evening, the Lord's will. She'll be here to share the word of God with us again. And I'm telling you, it is a treat for me. Hallelujah, because I miss her. You know, I miss sitting at her feet the way I did when I was first born again in New York. And I just thank God for her life. And she'll be here with us again tomorrow, breaking bread. Yes, Lord, so that we can grow. All right? Amen. I'm excited about that. Tonight, we're going to look at Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. And then, as a matter of fact, let's go to John first. John 18, verses 35 through 37. Verses 35 through 37. Amen. We want to go there and let the Lord bless us through his word tonight and see what it is the Holy Spirit has to say to us. We know that this is Christmas. Amen. This is the time we usually focus on Jesus as a baby, you know, being born of the Virgin Mary and coming to us in the manger where the shepherds were watching their flock by night. Hallelujah. And the announcement came. Ooh, can you imagine that being out there at night protecting your sheep from the lions and the tigers and bears and things, and all of a sudden all of heaven shines bright. Woo! And there's a sound of angels singing. Glory be to God in the highest. God will. My God toward men. Peace on earth. Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine that? Listen, the Bible even said that the shepherds were afraid. I think I would have been scared, too. But when they announced that good news, that Jesus was being born in Bethlehem, they said, we got to go see. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to go taste and see tonight. Go taste and see that the Lord is good. Bless the Lord that he came down for you. Yes, he did, to save your soul from sin and hell and destruction, from eternal damnation. Oh, he's still alive. He's not in the manger no more, but he's still alive. Yes, he is. The Bible says that he is a lion, hey, of the tribe of Judah. Yes, he is. Praise the Lord. King of kings and Lord of lords. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And so usually we focus on that the nativity scene, and we don't want to lose focus of that, but we want to get a little deeper into Jesus' purpose for coming. Amen. Because he didn't come here and go through all he went through for nothing, for us to play church. That's not why he came. Amen. He didn't spill all of that blood on Calvary for nothing. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, John 18, 35 through 37. Pilate answered, am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done? Now, Pilate had a smart mouth at this point because he was getting very frustrated. He really didn't want to deal with Jesus because his wife had a dream the night before about Jesus. God showed her, he revealed to her who Jesus really was. And she knew that to touch him would cause some problems. Hallelujah. He was not just some average man. He was not just some criminal off the street. This is the Son of God, the one and only true living God, in the flesh. Yeah. So because Jesus would not answer him the way he felt he should have answered him, he said, well, am I a Jew? Your own people. And isn't that how it go? Them that build your own household sometimes. Your own friends. Oh, Lord. So-called friends. Your own nation and the chief priests have delivered you to me. What have you done? Jesus answered. Ooh, look at what he said. My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight. Well, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from this, meaning my kingdom is not here. You're looking at all these pillars and things and all these grand buildings, but you don't understand who I am or where I'm really from. And Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou a king then? Jesus answered, thou sayest that I am a king. And listen to what he says now. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world. He said, this is the reason why I'm here, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Now, that's a lot to munch on because, when he said, this is the reason why I came into the world, that I would bear witness unto the truth. Do you know how powerful truth is? Truth is not just a virtue. It's not just something. Truth is Jesus. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So he said, I've come to bear witness of that which is true, meaning the kingdom of heaven, of my Father, righteousness and holiness. I've come to be a faithful witness of that, of him, of the kingdom of my Father, the kingdom of God. And everybody that is of the truth, hears my voice. Oh, all that belong to him hear the truth. And they hear the voice of their shepherd. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now let's look a little bit more into the reason why Jesus came. We know the scripture says that for this cause will the Son of Man manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. He came to do that too. We know that. And then let's look at this. Let this mind, Philippians 2, 5 through 11, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God.
What did he do? He made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Jesus was on assignment. See, that's why we got to be careful. You can't let nobody tell you how to serve God and what to do as it pertains to the work of the kingdom. When God sends you, he equips you, he anoints you, and he gives you specific instructions on what to do, how to do it, when to do it, what to touch, what not to touch. Come on. Jesus was on assignment. And he came a certain way because that was the nature of his assignment. There were certain things he did because that was what entailed his assignment. He wasn't here just to be here. Come on. He was obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. He humbled himself. Look at what happened. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him. Don't you know when you humble yourself, God will raise you up? He said, those that are abased, I'm going to raise up. Every valley shall be exalted, and every high place will be brought down. Yes. Amen. He humbled himself and became obedient even to the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. Shall we name some of those things? Every name, he said, that is in the earth, things in heaven. I don't care what principality, power, demon, come on here. Every name, AIDS, HIV, cancer, lupus, arthritis, depression, every name has to bow in the name of Jesus. Division, confusion, homosexuality, you must bow at Jesus' name. Things under the earth, the devil, his angels, powers of darkness. There's no power that can stand against Jesus. My God, we thank you. Yes. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Rich tongues, pink tongues, black tongues, Chinese, Swahili. Woo, the president's tongues. Every tongue is going to confess. Even the devil himself shall confess. He knows it. Yes, he does. Amen. And so what we want to look at and pray about tonight is that we will understand the example, that we will learn from the example of Jesus, how he came here on assignment. We have to learn how to pattern ourselves after this word. We are to not just be hearers of the word, but doers too. Uh-huh. Because Jesus was and is and forever will be our example on how we are to conduct ourselves. That's why we have the Bible. We don't have the word of God just to be toting and look deep, walk into the church house. Uh-uh. We are supposed to eat. Listen, this is my body. Take and eat. Listen, my words are spirit and life. We have to eat that word. Amen. And that's how we learn more and more how to live like him. It's automatic. That word becomes part of who you are. You become one with him. Jesus prayed that prayer in John 17. Father, make us one. Amen. Like in a marriage, right? You see one, you see the other. Amen. And so that's how it's supposed to be. When Jesus came here, he came with a specific purpose. Let me encourage you tonight. You're not here just by accident. I don't care if you were a product of a rape. You are not here by accident. Some of you under the sound of my voice may be some of those that were born with a limb missing because the abortion that you were supposed to be killed by in your mother's womb didn't work. So God still has you here. Maybe with something missing, but you're not broken. Let alone shut up. Hallelujah. You may be the product of parents that have put you in for adoption or maybe in foster care. Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? God knows, but he has you here for a specific purpose. Doesn't matter how hard the battle is or what fight you face, God has you here for a specific purpose. Uh-huh. Never mind the details. Now, when I say never mind, I'm not saying discount it or ignore it because the details are important. That's how God gets glory. Jesus didn't come in with no silver spoon in his mouth. Amen. He was in a manger, in a stable with animals. that it had no room for his mother and his daddy at the end. Joseph, that is. Amen. There was no space for them. The King of all glory, no room. That's how it is in some of our hearts. No room for Jesus. We got to pray about that.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Oh, God. Sometimes it seems like there's no room in the church for him. It's supposed to be his house, but we don't let him in. And if he happens to start moving, he can only go so far in his house.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Praise God. Jesus came a specific way. God had you born a specific way under certain special circumstances that may not seem to make sense to the natural mind, but God had a purpose in it. You have to know that. He makes no mistakes. Amen. Not only did Jesus come a certain way, but there were certain characteristics that marked him even as a child. At 12 years old, he was found teaching the doctors in the temple. Knew the word, knew the law. Amen. There's some of you that can look back over your own childhood, and though it may have been difficult at times, God kept you. You should have been dead long time ago, but he kept you. There's certain markings that you had or characteristics or gifts that let you know you were special. You were able to fit in. You had a specific talent or talents, gifts, good repose, whatever it was something specific that God marked you with, a special anointing, amen, that maybe you didn't really recognize fully until you got older, all right? So even through his childhood, Jesus had some special characteristics. As an adult, because he was sold out to the work of his Father and glorifying his name, he had to go through. If any man live godly in Christ Jesus, he shall suffer persecution. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord shall deliver him out of them all. Yes, you have to go through tests. You have to go through trials. You have to go through heartache. You have to go through heartbreak sometimes. Oh, yes, rejection, abandonment. Jesus knew all about it. It happened to him. But what happened on the third day? In the same way, the devil tried to kill and bury you. God's going to raise you up with his resurrection power. You're here with a purpose. That's what we have to pray about tonight, because somebody's thinking about throwing a towel in. Somebody's thinking about aborting the mission. Somebody's thinking about jumping off the ledge in the spirit because they don't seem to have no support. They don't have no encouragement. There's nobody to tell you to keep going. Be encouraged. You hear it from me tonight. The Holy Ghost has to tell you, keep going. Don't worry about people. Stay focused. You are put in this earth for such a time as this. God put you here, and no demon in hell can take you out. Oh! Jesus said it. If anybody be in my hand, any man that's in my hand, any of my children, nobody can pluck him out. The very hairs of your head are numbered. Mm-mm-mm. He's a bad man. Hallelujah. That was the sermon topic at my great aunt's homegoing service. Jesus, he's a bad man. God is not to play with y'all. Hallelujah. And the fact that you survived all the hell that you've been through, suicide couldn't take you out. Come on here. Hallelujah. God has you here for a purpose. God is saying, get the glory. Get praise and thanks. Oh, because he has a plan for you. He's not finished. He's not finished. I have not seen, neither hath he heard, neither has it entered the heart of man, the wonderful things that the Lord has prepared for them who love him. Hallelujah. Let's pray about it. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we come before you tonight to give your name praise and glory. My God, there's no other God who deserves praise and glory, honor and thanks. Worship and adoration. We magnify your name tonight. And we say happy birthday to you, Jesus. This may not be the exact day, according to historical books and figures, that you were born on. But we know that you came here. We know that you were crucified, dead, and buried. And on the third day, you rose again. We have the evidence, the proof in our hearts. Hallelujah. And in our bodies, by way of the Holy Ghost, that you are alive. We see your movement all over this land. We see your words coming to pass every second of the day. We want you to know we love you tonight. We praise you, dear Lord, and we thank you for another opportunity. Thank you that we are here in the land of the living for another Christmas. Father, so many have gone on. My God, so many have left this earth, even on this day. Oh, my. So many that plan to be here for Christmas. So many of our loved ones that we knew would be here, but they're not here. But you have us here, and we praise you for another day. We thank you for another chance. We praise you for a new mercy. We thank you for another opportunity. We thank you for a fresh wind, whereby we shall fly and soar as eagles above every obstacle, above every problem. Thank you for giving us patience to wait on you, so that our strength can be renewed. Father, I pray you do that tonight, that you renew strength in the name of Jesus. Father, that you would lift a heavy burden tonight, that you would raise up the hung down head in the name of Jesus. Father, that you would move by your spirit and move somebody to get up and give you glory in spite of their natural circumstances. Father, we speak to every heart that has been discouraged in the name of Jesus. There are some family members who are heartbroken because they're not speaking to each other. They haven't heard from their loved ones, or things are just not right. They thought that maybe they didn't have enough finances, but whatever the situation may be, cause them to look at the bigger picture. Cause them to look at the prophets for why they're still alive. And it's because of you, Lord Jesus. Turn their faith around. Turn their hearts around. Turn their minds around. Put their eyes where they belong, which is to be set on you in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you glory. We give you glory. In the name of Jesus. Even for those that are in the hospital right now, those that may be in hospice care, Father, someone has been rushed to the emergency room. Right now, Father, move in the trauma center, on the operating table, in ICU, in NICU, PICU, neonatal units. My God, in birth and delivery. Father, move in the prison. Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, move by your spirit. Move by your spirit in the shelters, Lord. We thank you for those ministries and those organizations that thought it not robbery to be a blessing to those who are less fortunate during this holiday season. We want you to bless them real good, Father, as we know that you can and will. We thank you in Jesus' name, oh God, that some child will not go hungry tonight because somebody cares. You move by your spirit and touch the hearts of men and women everywhere to be a blessing. Father, there are those that are pressing their way to give into your kingdom. And even as this year prepares to close, I thank you for watering every seed, financial, physical, spiritual, emotional. Father, there are so many seeds that have been sown in the prayer closet. Thank you for the mighty return that's coming. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that even as this year closes, you're still God. We don't know what the end of this year will be, but we know who sits on the throne. We know who's in charge. We know that your promises are yes and amen. We know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We know that you are God and in charge of this and another. We know that there's no good thing that you will withhold from us who love you. Hallelujah. We give you glory for it. Father, we pray for our family members in every place. Father, we pray, oh God, for those that may be struggling today. Father, with whatever issues, health issues, mental issues, financial issues, social issues. Father, some are just down in their spirits. Father, we speak your word to them right now to say, lift up your head, all ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Father, we speak healing to everyone that's sick right now. Father, you send your word and heal them. That's what your word says. That at the sound of your word, healing came. Oh, God, touch your people in a mighty way. In the name of Jesus, let us not leave this Christmas day the same. Let us be changed in your glory, in your presence. Take us deeper in prayer. Help us to be a people of prayer. Oh, God, incessant prayer. Prayer without ceasing. Oh, Oh, God, you said men ought to always pray and not faint. We want to thank you even right now for making that prayer will turn more so now than ever. Help us to be quick and apt to teach in season and out of season, proclaiming your word, proclaiming your goodness. Yes, Lord, spreading your gospel in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for every foreign nation tonight. Father, those nations that are suffering so much calamity, those that are in warfare right now in Syria and Afghanistan and Pakistan, Father, China, who have people missing because of the mudslide. Father, only you can touch the heart that's broken. Father, move in Mississippi tonight, in the Southland where the tornadoes came and caused destruction. Oh, God, we're celebrating Jesus on Christmas, and somebody else is planning a funeral. We give you glory and praise for touching every bereaved heart right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, cause supernatural provision to be manifested for those who are in need. In the mighty name of Jesus. We love you and we honor you that the enemy has no power over us because you're God and the power belongs to you. Keep us and we shall be kept. Bless us and we shall be blessed. We honor you and we praise you, Father, for doing these mighty things. In Jesus' name and by the power of his blood, amen. Beloved, that's my time. I'm so happy that I could share this Christmas with you, and I'm super duper extra excited that my mommy going to be back here tomorrow night to share with us the word. Listen, come with your pen and paper, amen, with your heart ready to receive. This is a special time, and it is a time that God has ordained for us to be blessed. Join me tomorrow evening, same time, same station. We'll be on day 26, and we're moving right along in Jesus' name. Enjoy the rest of your Christmas. Be blessed. Stay prayerful and know that you're in my thoughts and prayers always. Good night.
It is our earnest prayer that you have been blessed and empowered by today's program. You can contact MG Page on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn. You can also write her at Let's Talk About Love, P.O. Box 1066, St. Helena Island, South Carolina 29920. Until next time, God bless, and remember that God has a sure plan for your life.